The views and opinions expressed in this podcast by the host and or the guest do not necessarily reflect the views of the host and or Paranormal Buzz Radio and or its sponsors. Use of any material produced by Paranormal Buzz Radio without express written consent is prohibited. Paranormal Buzz Radio will not be held responsible for you holding your knees, crying, and rocking in a corner in a puddle of your own urine, or being beheaded by a group of children in the cornfield. In fact, if you come across a group of children in a cornfield, we promise to make fun of you as you run away screaming in terror. Listener discretion is advised.
Listening to RAP Paranormal and Friends with your hosts
Kim Purvis
and Allison Robinson. Make sure to check us out on our Facebook pages, REP Paranormal and Friends and REP Paranormal Busters, for up-to-date show information and events. Welcome to the night of REP Paranormal and Friends. Tonight you get just me. I'm doing this by myself tonight, so we'll see how this goes. I don't really like doing recordings on my own, but there's a first for everything, and so here we go. I wanted to discuss tonight near-death experiences, or NDE. We have had some guests in the past who have come on in discussed this with us, but what kind of brought it to my attention again here recently is an article that I had seen on the internet. It was about a gentleman, a priest, who claims that in 2016 he suffered a heart attack, but his near-death experience was a lot different than most of the near-death experiences that you hear about. The ones that you usually hear about are people going through a tunnel and seeing a bright light. Some of them may see deceased relatives or more religious figures. Some may see other beings of higher power during this time. And so that's what we're most used to. And that's what I was used to growing up is, you know, thinking that, oh, somebody almost died and they went to the light, but then they were told to come back and then they came back to Earth. That's how I saw it when I was a child. But before we go on to this other gentleman's story, let's talk about what is near-death experience or NDE. A near-death experience usually happens when somebody has a traumatic experience. Like, say you're in a severe car accident, or you're having a heart attack and you're on the brink of death. Sometimes I have read that some people that are under a heavy amount of anesthesia sometimes may also have this experience as well. So basically you're dying or nearly at death, and then for whatever reason you come back and then you tell us your story. This is something that, you know, not a lot of people I really don't think discussed, you know, a few years ago, but now more and more people are discussing what has happened to them. I think they feel it's more susceptible. Oh my gosh, I can't even say that word, so don't ask me to say it again, but you know what I mean? Like, it's more accepting to people. Like, more people are out to understand this than they were a few years ago. And so more people are reaching out and saying, hey, I've had this experience, and then they tell it. You know, some people may believe it, some people may not, and that's okay. But during these times, a lot of people tend to feel a sense of calmness, or they're at peace, well-being during this time. They may have the sensation of leaving their body. There have been reports of people saying that, you know, they were floating above their body so they could see what was going on. There's other instances where some people during this time could see what else was going on around them, maybe in another room to somebody else, you know, that's in the hospital, and come back and talk about it, which really has researchers kind of baffled. They're still trying to figure that out. Some people recall important events from their past, or sometimes they may see something that happens in the future that's for the good. And those kinds of things, when they come back, if they see something in the future, usually they come back and they have this new outlook on life and their lives change for the better. There's also people that, you know, say that they experience going down a dark tunnel, and at the tunnel is a bright light. And they, like I said, they may see, you know, a relative or a religious figure or some other kind of higher power being that may direct them back. A couple of these people that we have had on the show, we've had Dr. Scott Taylor. He discussed his wasn't a near-death experience for him, but he shared a near-death experience with somebody close to him, which was truly remarkable. If you want to hear more about that, you can find it on Spreaker.com, or you can find it on any podcast platform. It's under Dr. Scott Taylor. I believe it was from last year, so you'll just have to kind of scroll through the episodes to find it. But it was truly unique and remarkable to hear how he had that sharing experience with somebody close to him. We also had a gentleman on, David Ditchfield, who had kind of a rough go at life and at first, and he was with somebody, he was helping somebody get on the train, and I believe his coat got stuck in the door, and he literally was dragged by this train and lived to talk about it. He did say, if I can remember, he did talk about seeing other beings in there that he couldn't really describe, with different color lights around them. And he came back, and if you go follow him on Instagram, I believe he's on Twitter and probably Facebook, at David Ditchfield. He's now truly remarkable artist, and I believe he has written some music for like an orchestra. And once again, you can find that podcast, that episode, on Spreaker, as well as any podcast platform that you prefer to listen to, under David Ditchfield. He does have a book out as well that kind of tells you everything that leads up to his near-death experience and how his life is going now. So that's truly remarkable as well, because how many people do you know that have been drugged by a train or are alive to talk about it? But comes with these positive outlooks on near-death experiences, there's also people that have had negative effects. Not everybody tends to see the bright light and has relatives telling them to go back and that it's okay and all this other stuff. Some actually have a truly traumatic effect from these near-death experiences. And I was going through and I did find a couple stories that I'll share with you. Like I said earlier, there was one who, he just came out about it. This happened to him in 2016. He's a priest, Gerald Johnson, I believe was his name. He actually suffered from a heart attack And instead of, you know, going through the tunnel, seeing the bright light and all this, he claims that he went to hell. And on his journey to hell, he saw men walking like dogs. And this one was like walking around like a dog and being burned from head to toe. And he said on his way there, the demons were singing Rihanna's song, Umbrella, and Bobby McFerrin's song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, which I find kind of odd. I mean, to me, I like those songs. I don't know about anybody else. Maybe that would punish somebody else or something, or torment somebody else, but I honestly like those two songs. And when I think of the Umbrella song, I actually think of Tom Holland doing his little bit of that on Lip Sync Battle. So I was kind of disappointed about the halftime show. I thought, oh, he should come out and do that. Side note, squirrel moment. You guys are used to that. But anyways, he said that when he did have this heart attack, though, he could feel himself leaving his body. And so that was truly a traumatic experience for him. And what he brought back from this was that he, you know, people that have been done him wrong, he should not hold it against them and wish them ill, is what he took away from that. Now, could it have been something that maybe he did in his past and they wanted him to learn from that as well? I don't know. It doesn't say. But, I mean, if I was a real evil, bad person or did something really wrong to somebody and I had a near-death experience and I went to hell, then I would figure that it was my problem, something I did, and that I needed to fix it and make it right. Another gentleman, and you can find the rest of this article. I found it on MSN.com. So if you want to read more about it, you can look it up there, and I'm sure you can Google it and find more articles about it as well. But that's just what I had written down. But there was also another gentleman that he said that he went to hell for 23 minutes. And he does have a book out about it. I have not read the book. I just found this article when I was doing the research on near-death experience because, like I said, you don't see a lot of the negative sides of it. They always share the ones where people have these positive outlooks on near-death experiences. But this guy, I don't know if it's Bill Weiss or Bill Weiss. I'm sorry if I'm butchering your last name. He said it wasn't really a near-death experience and it wasn't a dream, but I mean, I'm not sure exactly what else you would call it, but he came home from a prayer meeting in 1998 and went to bed. He then awoke in the night because he wanted a glass of water, so he got up, went to go get the water. He fell to the ground. He said he felt his spirit leave his body and he was pulled down to hell. Which, therefore, then he landed in what he called a, like, prison cell. He said that he could feel this indescribable heat and there was these hideous creatures that were moving back and forth and cursing God, and there was a lot of fire and there was agony and there was a horrible smell, and you could just hear the agonizing screams around him, is what he said. And he calls this a vision, but I don't know. I mean, maybe he was, I don't know what else you would call this. But he then was overcome by the bright light, and he said that it was lifting him up, and that it was Jesus coming to his rescue, basically. He said that with this experience, it did give him a new appreciation for his religion, and it made him want to share his faith with even more to the world. So he wrote a book about it. You can, I believe, find that book on Amazon, I believe. Let me double check though, because I didn't write it down. Yes, you can find it on Amazon, and I'm sure if you Google it, you can find it in other locations as well, as if you don't want to buy from Amazon. And this article I did find on Soul Choice Ministries. So if you want to read more about it, go to soulchoiceministries.com .org, I apologize, to read more about it. So why do you think we have these near-death experiences? I mean, usually if you're dying, you have most likely a change in your blood flow to your brain, and you're not getting the oxygen, obviously, probably, that you need during these traumatic times. So how do we have these sensations and these visions if, you know, if we're not having the blood flow and the oxygen there, therefore our electrical activity in the brain starts to power down, basically, like, because we're not getting the energy or the oxygen that we need. So how are we having these? This is something that, you know, researchers are looking into. Do they have all the answers? Absolutely not. Do you think they will ever have all the answers? I don't know. It might take a while. I mean, I'm sure that they probably go through a lot of people's stories to kind of factor out whether they believe it or not, and things of that nature. They probably do a lot of studies on this. So to leave you with that, if you have any near-death experiences that you would like to share with us, you can send them to our Facebook page at REP Paranormal and Friends, or you can email us at reparanormal24@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, hear your stories, and then maybe we can share them on one of our shows if you would like us to. If not, we'll just read them and we can converse with you back and forth to kind of tell you our thoughts on it. So that's kind of all I have for tonight. It's kind of a quick little short show tonight. But I just thought that was something interesting because usually, like I said, you hear that most people have a more positive outcome or some vision, and you don't hear a lot about the negative. So think about that the next time you're having a traumatic experience, I guess. So before I wrap things up, I just want to make sure you guys check out Shay's Paranormal Chat tomorrow night. Friday night. She will be talking to Renee again. It is a pre-recorded show. However, they will be in chat to answer your questions. But like I said, it is pre-recorded, and she will be talking to Renee Bedard again. And they are going to be discussing how we haunt ourselves. So if you have any questions while you're listening to the podcast, please feel free to leave them in the comments below on Spreaker.com, okay? And they'll answer them for you. Then with us on the 16th, we have Keith Anthony Blanchard on. He is a returning guest, very interesting guy. He does have some books out. He will be talking probably about avatars, and he will probably go over his book, Homecoming, Crossing the Bridge to the Soul, as well as his experiences and his spirituality. But anyways, you guys get the drift. So make sure to join us next Thursday live, 8/7 Central. And once again, Keith Anthony Blanchard will be our guest. He'll be talking about avatars. It's pretty interesting. So come check it out. Make sure to like, share as well. We appreciate that when you do. And we do have a lot of exciting things coming up and a lot of awesome guests, and can't wait for you guys to all hear them. So peace out and have a good night.